producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
To put a different spin on what you think the reality of this Monday is. This is the, what is this, the third Monday in January. Ready, Richie?
Yep,
the clock.
Wrap it up.
Tick, tick, tick.
Your clock's ticking faster than mine, brother.
Almost over. Send love.
The year's almost over.
To your day.
I'm sorry. What?
Catch the miracles.
Put back the Christmas tree.
Have you got a dream catcher, Jennifer, in your house?
No. I don't.
We do.
Richie,
we have two.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they?
My daughter, in my daughter's room, and then she wanted to get one for my wife.
Yeah.
But my daughter sometimes has some bad dreams, so we got her one. And
good dreams.
Doesn't help, but,
good dreams.
You know, she likes having it there. So.
This is Martin Luther King's real birthday today. Well, no, Friday was his real birthday. Today it's celebrated with a federal holiday. I Have a Dream, his speech. I Have a Dream. Are your two children familiar with Martin Luther King?
Oh, absolutely. In the second grade, they each did. They do a lot of studies on him and a project.
I wonder if there ought to be more of a focus on other leaders, black leaders, white leaders. I know that the politically correct think that this is a day. And I don't hold with all of these holidays, frankly, but I do hold with teaching young people, teaching anybody.
He has
anybody
a good message for young kids to hear.
Well, Martin Luther King had a fabulous message, and there are a lot of people who didn't like the
positive
way it was delivered, but it was very positive. And so I give you our thought for the day today at DougStephan.com from Reverend King. Quote, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do,
call
keep
Uber.
Moving forward. What'd you say?
I said call Uber.
Call Uber.
Yeah, I think that's he had a great message. And, you know, I think schools are doing a pretty good job teaching about him. I was hanging out with some children this weekend, and I was talking to Lily, who's 6 years old, and she said, you know, I said, what did you learn in school this week? She said, about Martin Luther King Jr. I said, well, what did you learn? She said that we can be friends with everyone because of him,
which I thought was cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's part of the love message. All right, here he is in a conversational debate that he had with Malcolm X at one point in time. Believe it or not, those of you who don't remember Malcolm X, he was... well, not cut out of the same cloth as King. He was much more aggressive, angry, thought to be responsible for the Black Panther movement, which created a lot of distress, disease, and confrontation in our country. Not that that didn't happen with Martin Luther King, but it was a different kind of controversy and confrontation. Here is Martin Luther King responding to a couple of the charges that were brought forth. And I find this interesting because many people today... we have folks that you'd think would want to work together to come, you know, they're all working for the same purpose, so why fight against one another? Why not all join together and produce results? Anyway, this is King's response to
this is, the accusations. Here is Malcolm X is accusing Martin Luther King of being the Uncle
Just
Tom.
Just as Uncle Tom, back during slavery, used to keep the Negroes from resisting the Bloodhound or resisting the Ku Klux Klan by teaching them to love their enemy or pray for those who use them despitefully. Today, Martin Luther King is just a 20th century or modern Uncle Tom or a religious Uncle Tom who is doing the same thing today to keep Negroes defenseless in the face of attack that Uncle Tom did on the plantation to keep those Negroes defenseless in the face of the attack of the Klan in that.
Well, I don't think of love as, in this context, as emotional bosh. I don't think of it as a weak force. But I think of love as something strong and that organizes itself into powerful direct action. Now, this is what I tried to teach in the struggle in the South, that we are not engaged in a struggle that means we sit down and do nothing. That there's a great deal of difference between non-resistance to evil and nonviolent resistance. Mm-hmm. Non-resistance leaves you in a state of stagnant passivity and deadened complacency, wherein nonviolent resistance means that you do resist in a very strong and determined manner.
I wish we had more of that today. Stagnant complicity. What a great phrase.
That's great.
And yeah. Doesn't that really bring us around to understanding what the appeal to Donald Trump is, with so many people unhappy? The government is, we see it certainly in the, if you go to see the movie 13 Hours, you can see the government and how it did nothing and just gets seething with anger. After both of us, Jennifer and I saw it under two different circumstances, but both of us were seething with anger when we left the theater. I call Richie. Left him a message.
I get this rant on my voicemail, and yeah. I'm like, good Lord, man.
And I called a Meredith, and I had the same conversation with her. And then it comes around to, what do you expect? We get what we deserve, sort of, and we elect these people and let them go about their business, and they become greedy, and they become arrogant, and they become selfish, and they become corrupt. And so the message of Martin Luther King, for me anyway, one of the things that I would like to teach children, frankly, I taught my own children this, and they are protestors in a manner of speaking, because I taught them to think independently. When you look at the issues that surround us today, it doesn't make any difference what you want for results, but if you want change, then you need to be more active. We become lemmings. We become followers. We are not protestors, and we ought to be, because we are, as Martin Luther King suggested, completely stagnant. Our poll today at DougStephan.com asks you how you're observing the day. A, going to a parade. B, going to a monument or museum. C, attending some special event. D, shopping, running errands, or getting caught up in other things. E, just another work day for me. F, when's Martin Luther King's Day? Well, the official government day for celebration is today. Official federal holiday. Banks are closed. Schools are closed. And businesses are all open as usual. There'll be a big sale at Target today on laundry issue, because of Martin Luther King. We have special on sheets today.
Seriously.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
White sheets on this is special.
So tacky. So tacky.
My God. It's this is a funny place. But it's a real place, and it's a good place. 14 past the hour. I hope you're in a good place today. I was thinking about his message of love. When you wake up this morning, what are you considering? Will you be about the fear of the day? Because most people focus on the fear of the things they dislike. And by doing that, you send a message into the future of the day. So don't wake up with a negative day. Let's have some quality today in your life. My suggestion, 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Now, for every recycled cartridge, you get $4 back in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner. So you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on ink or $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled cartridges per customer. Offer ends 1/23/16. For details, see store or staples.com/rewards.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Your locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Higgsonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Isn't that Shatner?
It sounds like him to me.
Did you see him last night on the Television Critics Award?
No.
He was the announcer.
Oh, he did the crowd announcer?
Yeah,
they put him
in a booth so he'd come up on screen every time, and he was having a lot of fun with it. Excellent.
I bet.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Anyway, let's move to the BBC and BuzzFeed focus on this tennis match fixing scandal. BuzzFeed released a joint investigation with the BBC, and they claim there are widespread instances of match fixing today in the world of professional tennis. For example, the Australian Open, which is getting underway today, strangely enough, in Australia. There are a lot of players who take exception to this. Let's listen to part of the BBC BuzzFeed report, which links a lot of gambling syndicates to the corruption in the tennis world.
The BBC and BuzzFeed News have obtained documents from tennis insiders. They identify a series of betting syndicates linked to players. A Russian group who bet on 5 suspicious matches and won over £250,000. A North Italian group placed bets on 28 matches and won over £650,000. And a Sicilian syndicate who bet on 12 games, including 3 matches at Wimbledon, and won £650,000. This syndicate targeted Wimbledon more than any other Grand Slam. The documents we've obtained also show that the former top 50 player, Martin Vassallo Arguello, had exchanged 82 texts with a Sicilian gambler before a match in 2006. Investigators retrieved parts of them. In the morning, the gambler texts Arguello, "I'd like to talk to you because the match." Arguello responds, "He doesn't want to do it. He intends to win." Before the game, he texts the gambler again, "All okay." The gambler's syndicate went on to win over £250,000 on the match. We put this to Martin Vassallo Arguello, but he declined to comment.
All right, so let's look at the story that's at DougStepan.com, trending from today's show. The governing bodies of tennis warned repeatedly that a core of 16 players, all of them ranking, none facing any sanctions yet because the tennis world, the body, doesn't want to upset the apple cart, looks like to me. The same sort of thing as what you find in the management of any of the big sports. Sounds like the NFL to me, Richie. 7 years since authorities were first handed a lot of evidence about a network of players who fixed matches at major tournaments. Wimbledon's one of them.
The more like the Olympics and road and track.
Yeah.
And cycling.
They checked 26,000 matches and interviewed some of the players. Well, some of you want to talk about gambling, but it sounds suspicious. Kind of smelly to me. What do you think? 21 after the hour on Good Day. We'll be right back.
voices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Hody ho ho. The nice thing about the My Three Songs contest is that we stimulate people with different sounds every day. With this one, I hope our stories and the things we're talking about stimulate you because they're different every day. This is something a lot of people like. It's cool. You can join in by dialing 888-302-3684 if you can figure out what these three songs have in common. We're going to start with a song by Queen called One Vision from 1985, inspired by a live performance that they had wanted to record. All right, Richie. Go ahead.
One mission, one heart, one soul. One solution, one flash of lightning. Yeah, one God, one vision, one flesh, one soul, one true religion, one flesh, one soul.
Pretty serious songs. Freddie Mercury, however, in the first recording, having a tough time coming up with the lyrics near the end of the song. So he just begins throwing any kind of words in that had nothing to do with the song, just to have some fun. As a matter of fact, at the end he actually says, instead of one vision, fried chicken. Now that does for you. All right, so song number one in our threesome here. Figure out what these songs have in common. The first one, One Vision by Queen. Second one is Pride in the Name of Love by U2. Becoming a little obvious what this is about. This is a big song, number two on the charts during this week in 1984. And so they changed the lyrics around a little bit from different parts of the day. At any rate, the essence is in the name. Pride in the Name of Love, you two. Second of three songs. First one, One Vision by Queen. Last one is Happy Birthday by Stevie Wonder.
That's the trick.
Yeah. Yes, right.
This is the trick.
It was Stevie's attempt to try and get a particular birthday designated as a national holiday, and he seems to have been successful in that. So here we go. Put your thinking caps on. 888-302-3684. What does Queen's One Vision have in common with U2's Pride in the Name of Love and Stevie with his Happy Birthday song that we use all the time in birthday celebrations because it does seem to have a nice generic effect and not the same old Happy Birthday to you. So what are all these songs about? All right, Richie, do I have names attached to all of this? Sometimes my What's This works and sometimes
you do. You can, I'll punch it up there for you. You can try Cindy in Tucson.
Cindy's listening in Tucson on the FM talk station there. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Morning.
Hi.
How are you doing this Monday morning? You doing well?
Yeah, doing good.
That's good. Well, you can do good and you can do well. Both of those things.
Yeah.
All right, so what do these three songs have in common?
They're all about Martin Luther King Jr.
They are, as a matter
good
of
job.
Fact. Did you recognize all of the songs, or you just sort of put it together when we came to Stevie Wonder?
I'm a huge U2 fan.
Oh, are you? All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can. I'm sort of coming late to the party with U2, but I do like them. The more I listen to them, the more I kind of get not only what the message is, but the way they do it musically, I think, is intriguing. So you're right. All right, you get a copy of Maria Trilogy's book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. Stand by for that info, 28 after, on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, at this time of year, one of the questions I'm most frequently asked is, does my pet need to wear a coat when she goes outside? Many people assume that since she has a coat of her own, the coat given to her by Mother Nature, your dog doesn't need to wear a coat or a sweater. This assumption is erroneous, since your dog's coat has been fooled by modern technology. You see, she's living in an environmentally controlled climate with the luxury of indoor heating, which fools Mother Nature. When animals live outdoors, their coats and their bodies have an opportunity to gradually adjust to the colder temperatures as the summer turns to fall and the fall turns to winter. The gradual change of seasons allows the body to assimilate and the coat grows much thicker. But when the pet lives indoors with an average temperature of 68 to 70 degrees, her coat just doesn't grow in the way it needs to offer her full protection. So here's my rule of thumb. When you go outdoors and you need a coat, probably your pet needs one too. I know you don't want to look foolish with your dog in a jacket, but it'll make the dog more comfortable and happier. I'm Warren Eckstein.
60 Seconds to a Better Life. You're listening to Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith has some advice for young people. Mind your own business.
Live your own life. People spend so much time in vicarious living. You know, my neighbor in New York was Lindsay Lohan. How many millions of hours were spent people reading about Lindsay Lohan, and Lindsay got drunk and she had a car wreck? And to the degree you can get young people to focus on, what do I want to become? Who do I want to be? How can I live my own life and not get lost in the lives of movie stars, athletes, gossip?
Maureen's no dummy, and neither are her guests on Doing What Works. It's her goal to find people who are energetic, fun, and who know how to provide answers to life's problem areas. We're glad you could join us today. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Upon us, the official government-supported birthday. I don't hold with these birthdays, as I've said before, or the celebration like this. I think people ought to be in school, ought to be learning about his message, which is a good one. All of those sorts of things would be helpful if we had more things going on instead of fewer, because nobody really cares in the sense that, okay, so it's Martin Luther King Day. What do we do today? We aren't really focused on it. Although I find interesting what the Arkansas governor, Asa Hutchinson, has had to say regarding not the it's not a debate, it's a discussion. Well, it's become a debate, sort of, I guess. There are three states in the South, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Alabama. And I could say something that would come across as me sounding like a northern liberal jerk, but... none of those things. I am from the north, but I hope I'm not. I know I'm not a liberal, and I know I'm not a jerk. But sometimes what I say maybe sounds like that. I find it troubling that these states would want to celebrate the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. and General Robert E. Lee on the same day. But that's what happens in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Alabama. What sense does it make to have a birthday celebration for a guy who was trying to get rid of slavery with a guy who was trying to support and save slavery? Because that's what the Civil War was all about, and Robert E. Lee was the most important general the South had. So Asa Hutchinson is pushing for two separate days instead of a joint celebration. A lot of people think that this is an insult, and I don't know if it is or it isn't. It may have been put together that way. It may be just irony. Who knows? It could be stupidity. Any number of those things. But if you live in Arkansas, you live in Mississippi, and you live in Alabama, you know for years there has been a joint observation of the birthdays of Martin Luther King and General Robert E. Lee. Is this just too much hooey? The celebration goes back to the mid-40s, Last day of January honored Lee, and then, you know, Martin Luther King Day got started, and so, okay, let's have them all together. Put them together, and what do you got?
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
You have a nonsensical celebration, it would seem to me. Or maybe, is it a good chance to compare and contrast? Is there something that we come along so far that we can take the message that Martin Luther King had, the message that Robert E. Lee had, and learn from having the two of them together? I mean, Lee certainly was a dignified fellow. He wasn't like a lot of the other people that were involved in the war between the states. There are a lot of people who think, a lot of people who are right of center, think that if this happens, that is, if they separate the two, Lee will be forgotten. He'll be disregarded. Is that something that seems to be legitimate? I think a lot of people think about Robert E. Lee, but I don't think about him with the same impact as Martin Luther King, because I don't think he had the same impact as Martin Luther King at all, by any stretch of the imagination. He may have been the most gifted general in the Civil War, more so than many of the generals that fought for the North, but he didn't have enough support, so he didn't win. But as those of you who are familiar with American history know, the cemetery in Washington that has more of the victims of war, if you will, Arlington National Cemetery, was actually, that's Robert E. Lee's house. The farm that Robert E. Lee owned, and his home is the mansion on top of the hill. That was Robert E. Lee's farm. And that's where Arlington National Cemetery is today. So what does that mean? Does it mean anything? Does it mean we discount? Does that mean that the people who've been buried in Arlington National Cemetery, really and truly, we've disregarded their patriotism because we put them... Well, I mean, think about it. Most of the people, or many of the people who were buried at Arlington National Cemetery, were war heroes, heroes who fought various wars from the Civil War to today. And they are entombed on land that was owned by the most important Confederate general in the history of the war. But most people don't know that because most people are not studying history to begin with. And that's one of the real problems. If I dribble this back around to what's going on today, we are doing a sucky job teaching young people going to school what the history of our country is all about. And whether you take little pieces of information like the fact that Robert E. Lee's house and farm and plantation is where Arlington National Cemetery is, okay, so you have that, oh, that's an interesting anecdotal thing. But more to the point, all of the things that Robert E. Lee stood for as the chief general of the South, the things that Martin Luther King stood for as perhaps the most important leader, black leader of the 20th century. So, okay, what do all these things mean? What do we learn? What do we take away from all of this? I think there are tons of things you can take away from the discussion of either men. And they are not similar and they're not about the same thing. They just are two important men of many that many people don't know anything about, and that's troubling for me. I'm troubled by the state of our educational institutions in America anyway. And in fact, when we discount, I think that Martin Luther King is disrespected by not having school on his birthday. And I say that with most of the focus on many of these nonsensical birthday celebrations or nonsensical holidays.
To be fair, they're teaching about Martin Luther King the week before.
Why not do it today?
Why not? But you know what? I think it's been part of our culture that when somebody is important to our world, we give them the day.
What do we do with the day? Nobody talks about Martin Luther King today. They go down to Macy's and have the sale on white sheets.
Maybe, but they talked about him last week, and that's important. So, I mean, it's important.
Today, I think we have too many days off from school.
My kids learn a whole lot more about Martin Luther King than we did. He is a fixture.
Me too, yeah.
In the second grade and third grade and eighth grade.
Is that because you think there's a bias? You think there's too much emphasis on him because he's black in schools? How many people would say that?
No, because they learn just as much about Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
You know,
Well, is Abraham Lincoln more important, less important than Martin Luther King? How would you How would you, do you defend that? You think that Martin Luther King was as important to the history of our country?
I'd say in the 20th century, he's one of the biggest, most important people in the 20th century.
You didn't answer my question. You're avoiding my question.
Is he more important? Yeah. I mean, you got Lincoln's a president, and he got us out of the Civil War.
He wouldn't have existed without Lincoln. So, yeah. I mean, Lincoln is the one that...
I would say that Lincoln is probably more important.
That's a good point.
Right. Thank you. Okay. Got him every once in a while. But, he was credited with releasing the slaves, and I think you wouldn't have a Martin Luther King without him. So if you're going to do priorities, I would think Lincoln is more important. Yeah. But here's the thing.
Why would you want to prioritize them?
Well, exactly. Why would you want to prioritize it? But I think the reason that Martin Luther King is so important now, especially to teach our kids about him, is that he actually changed something the right way. He did it peacefully. Perfect. He saw something that he thought wasn't right and took care of it in a way that was filled with sensibility. And I think now you see a lot of people not knowing exactly how to change things anymore, and civics are not a part of the classroom. And so if this is a way to make civics part of it, hallelujah.
Yeah,
you know,
everybody
let's go.
Used to seeing people gotcha moments on YouTube now. Not the way to do it.
No, but I think that for me, the carry away is, and I've expressed this many times, I think we ought to be doing many more protests. There ought to be people in the street protesting all the things that we think are wrong. The things that we, in the circumstances we find ourselves in, people say, wow, Trump is so great because he addresses this, that, and the other. Okay, so that may be, but Trump's not going to be able to do the job by himself. There has to be massive civil disobedience in order to have these things fixed. Because if you don't get out and protest, or you don't get out and make your feelings known, we can, you know, it used to be Vox Populi here on the great talk radio programs that were local and national around the country, but they're so skewed now that people laugh at them because the caricature that's presented by the anger that comes from some of the hosts is phony. It doesn't really get to the real issues that are bipartisan, that affect us all, no matter what our religion, what our race, what our age, what our income, all of these things that are national focus points of view. The people who are upset about them are from all across the spectrum because there's so many things that are wrong. So we all ought to get together and make our feelings heard in the way that Martin Luther King organized the civil rights movement so that we paid attention. Nobody's paying attention, and it's time for us to do things that focus on our problems, and Martin Luther King taught us how to do that. Civil disobedience gets results. And so that's my message from him. That's what I get out of him, frankly. And some of these other things are just ancillary. That's my thought about it. You're welcome to comment if you like. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Rich at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. I was looking at the comments on the important, I don't know if important is the right word for it, other than posting the picture of Miles and I on the railroad track, him playing with stones and me sitting there watching him. If you saw that, some people said, haven't you got a better place to play with him than on a railroad track?
I know it does seem a little dangerous.
Well, it's what they call Travel Town in Los Angeles, and it's a museum, and they do have railroad tracks there. They move the trains around. The old examples of some of the little steam locomotives and the cars, that was fascinating. But we're sitting on a track there's nothing going on there except they move like once a month a train up and down it, and it wasn't on a Sunday or a Saturday afternoon. So those of you who suggested that maybe I could find a better place to play with my grandson than on the train tracks, be aware that they weren't active train tracks. It was in a museum. Okay, it's all right. Miles is fine, and I'm not crazy.
Let's not be crazy about that.
All right, okay. 44. Thank you. 44 past the hour. Jennifer has a story that will horrify those of you who are 24 fans. Up next here on Good Day.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have sore joints, Discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Now, for every recycled cartridge, you get $4 back in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on ink or $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled cartridges per customer. Offer ends 1/23/16. For details, see store or staples.com/rewards.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, 47 after the hour, and the word from the folks who produced 24, not good for Jack Bauer fans. For Chloe fans. Doesn't look like they're good. This is good news for anybody who liked the old 24.
The original series, right? Well, we had a little inkling that this is what was going to happen. Fox, for the last few months, has said, hey, the 24 franchise, not dead. But Kiefer saying he wouldn't come back and play Jack Bauer, and he actually just took another job on an ABC show in which he will be named the president. Fox has ordered a pilot for a new 24 series. It doesn't focus on Kiefer Sutherland's character, Jack Bauer. It will be called 24 Legacy. It will tell the story of a military hero who returns to the U.S. with a whole lot of trouble following him back. With nowhere else to turn, the man asks CTU to help him save his life while also stopping one of the largest-scale terror attacks on American soil. Not clear if any of the cast that you mentioned, like Chloe, will come back, but it doesn't look like it. It does seem like this could be a good thing, though, if it leaves the door open and the franchise is still strong. I mean, don't forget, Jack is still in Chinese prison somewhere, so he can...
Hey, man, how many ways can they have Jack Bauer save the world? It's over. Move on.
No, it's not.
It's time for something new. It's time for them to freshen it up.
It's different people. I think Jack Bauer is 24. Chloe... And him, I don't.
You get so attached. Move on.
I like
I'm attached.
It.
No.
I'm attached
to
too. I love it. I'm the one that turned Doug onto the show, and it's great. Right. But I'm ready for something new. I'd take another direction.
Not me.
He could be head of CTU.
I can't wait for this new show that he's going to be in, where he becomes the president.
It'd
be great if the two ran up against each other.
Into each other. All right, Tim Curry landing a role in the remake of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. He was in the original. Fox is bringing a remake back to TV, and he will play... I don't think he's playing Dr. Frank Furter, but he's joining the cast, so it kind of fun to bring back.
Frank Furter.
Remember? Yeah, Frank Furter?
Frank Furter.
Hey, if you are... This is actually a good story. Whether or not you were a fan of Tracy Morgan, the guy has had a tough couple of years, and he is seemingly doing better with his health. He was in that accident with a truck, I think, from Walmart, right? Wasn't it a big rig?
It was, yeah. Walmart.
Took out his bus. He has closed a deal to develop and star in a comedy pilot for FX. It'll be written by Key and Peele star Jordan Peele and Eastbound and Down's John Carceri. And it'll be a comedy, which is scheduled to start this summer. It features a career criminal who's released from prison after 15 years trying to get himself back into society, and he has to figure out how to deal with political correctness, the internet, and all of the other modern elements that we all face today. The Simpsons creator Matt Groening... Did I I do that during your boring "we shouldn't have school" on Martin Luther King Day rant? No, I did not.
Wasn't it boring?
No, I did not.
Tracy Morgan is boring.
I was respectful. Matt Groening from The Simpsons, he created that show. He's cooking up a new animated series for Netflix, too. So check it out. Be on the lookout.
For what?
For the new show on Netflix.
Hi.
Wow.
Only the most popular TV show that's been on the air for 25 years. But hey, don't worry about it. No big deal.
51 after on Good Day.
That's very irrelevant.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on with us now. Dr. Ken joins us every week at this time, brought to you by the folks who make Super Beats. We'll talk about that in a moment. First, let's get into some of the news that you have found in gleaning the sources that you check every week, including how old is the average mother now in America? How's that changing?
Well, the average age of first-time mothers is at an all-time high, Doug, in America. Over 26, the change is largely due to a big drop in teen moms, which I guess is good news. But more first births to older women is also raising the average age to 26 years, 4 months for women who had their first child in 2014. Interestingly, the government began tracking the age of new mothers around 1970 when the average age was, you want to guess, 21.
Really? I was listening to an interview with a girl who was 15. As a matter of fact, there's a story at DougSteffen.com about this girl. Virginia High School is having a fight over her because they don't want to put her pregnant person in the yearbook. She's 15 years old. But that, you know, if you go back in history, there were plenty of births when young women were 12, 13, 14, when people didn't live to be more than 30 or 40 years old, right? So how does that affect the body? How does a 12-year-old give birth to a child? Their body isn't anywhere near mature enough, is it?
Well, the same way an older person does. Once you have your first period, you're ready to go.
There you go. All right, there's a study at DougSteffen.com, Dr. Ken, suggesting that certain certain cheeses can help you kill cancer cells. A lot of focus on cancer this week because the President's State of the Union suggested that we ought to attack cancer, have a war on cancer, put Joe Biden in charge. What I find distressing is that there's no discussion of prevention of cancer, only how to treat it and make money. So I wonder what you think of the idea of the prevention being involved in this, or the idea of having this war on cancer.
Well, I think prevention is so important. And remember, we're not going to cure cancer. Cure is a strong word. There's 200 different types of cancers. So 100 years from now, probably 1,000 years from now, there'll still be some cancer. But on the flip side, we are so much better at treating some cancers. Some cancers we actually have cured. Testicular cancer, Hodgkin's lymphoma. There are cancers which we're outstandingly good at treating. But then there are other cancers which we have to try to prevent and which we need to try to diagnose earlier, like breast cancer. We need to stop smoking, get rid of lung cancer. You know, you go back a year or two ago, one quarter out of all deaths of cancer came from lung cancer.
Wow.
But the good news is there are fewer cases arising right now, but there is a lot to be said for prevention.
This article in the Journal of Applied Microbiology suggests that there are certain kinds of cheeses, Camembert, is that how you pronounce it, Brie, cheddar cheese, that sort of thing, that have things in them that kill between 70 and 90% of cancer cells they're exposed to in mice. So you feed mice this kind of cheese, and if they have cancer, the cancer goes away.
Well, I think this was in the Journal of Applied Microbiology. This dealt with mice, and there are some preservatives in the cheeses. And again, this is how it all starts, but humans don't always act like rodents, but this is how they come up with some of these amazingly odd ways to treat common problems.
You haven't been to Jennifer's neighborhood, obviously. You can check out the story about the cheese study at DougStephan.com, where there also was a lot of information about the secret to heart health, energy, stamina, that sort of thing, courtesy of the folks at Neogenis Labs. Give us a few seconds on super beets and related connections, Ken, will you?
Well, the Nobel Prize in 1998 was given for the discovery of nitric oxide. There's now three gases we know of so important to the body: oxygen, carbon dioxide, and nitric oxide. The red blood cells, we all remember from high school biology, delivers the oxygen throughout our body so that our tissues have the energy to make energy. But the red blood cell, before it gets into the circulation like a garage door opener, has to spray the circulation pipes with nitric oxide so that they open up to let the red blood cell in, and your body needs to continuously make nitric oxide or you won't get oxygen from head to toe. Your blood pressure will go up because the circulation will be nice and stiff, which is not a good thing. So you need to get these dietary nitrates. One of the really nice ways to get it is from this granulated beet, and Doug will tell you how to get it.
Super Beets, 800-655-4183. Check out the Neogenesis capsules as well, 800-655-4183.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.